Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
So the actor Jussie Smollett is in jail this morning, or at least he is being held by Chicago police, arrested, charged with federal disorderly conduct.
He turned himself in?
Chicago PD says he made the whole thing up.
To put the national spotlight
on Chicago, before we stop. This is Eddie Johnson. He's the superintendent of Chicago Police, and he came out pretty strong this morning in his news conference.
To put the national spotlight on Chicago for something that is both egregious and untrue is simply shameful. My concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism that previously didn't happen. That said, Smollett was treated as a victim throughout this investigation until we received evidence that led detectives in another direction. This case in particular involved hours of video evidence, which when combined with old-fashioned police work, uncovered the truth. These detectives deserve all the credit in the world for carefully analyzing the leads and the evidence for weeks before coming to their conclusion.
He paid his accomplices $3,500 to stage the attack. Why?
Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary.
Well, wow. You're going to be dissatisfied with the salary now because it's going to go to zero. Now, he hasn't been fired yet officially by Fox or whoever produces the Empire show. They had said earlier in the week that they had cut some of his scene. They had edited out some of his scenes in the Empire series. These scenes had been recorded in advance of all this in these episodes. I don't know how key of a character he is in that show, but I would think that he ain't going to be a part of the next season. I would think that's the end of him.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're continuing down that road. I mean, in the world of, you know, this trash segment, he's taking a page from Ryan Lochte. Remember when
Ryan Lochte
in the middle of the Olympics, he was the guy that said they stopped at a gas station and he was going to go in and pay for some gas and he got jumped and they beat him in the bathroom and all that kind of stuff. And then he came out a couple weeks later and said, I made all that up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And then Gwyneth Paltrow is saying, hey, you got to hear my side of the story, okay? Now, you remember this guy who is claiming that Gwyneth Paltrow ran into him on the ski hill in 2016, and he's got all kinds of issues, all kinds of medical problems after this, suing her for $3.1 million, and also said she was rude after she ran into him. She just got up and took off. I guess the skier's etiquette is to do more than that.
Wait around until the ski patrol gets there or something. The guy had, a broken leg or something?
Well, she, Gwyneth Paltrow, has filed a counterclaim. She says he ran into me. Okay, she says the suit reads, she was enjoying skiing with her family on vacation in Utah when the plaintiff, who was uphill from Ms. Paltrow, plowed into her back. She sustained a full body blow. Ms. Paltrow was angry with the plaintiff and said so. Plaintiff apologized. She was shaken and upset and quit skiing for the day, even though it was still morning. This guy,
and there was still some untracked powder.
This guy, who was 69 years old, had told his doctor about a year earlier that he was blind in his right eye and that his vision in his left eye was decreasing. Just 3 weeks before the incident, the plaintiff told his doctor that the plaintiff had gotten old all of a sudden. Other than his vision problems, he had 15 other chronic medical issues. So Paltrow, in her countersuit, is seeking a symbolic $1 in damages along with attorney fees. Two sides to the story. That's the trash.